A demonstration.
10, 9, 8. Ignition sequence has started. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We have commitment. 7.6 million pounds.
Here we go.
Hell yeah, let me hear.
Start Operation Noisemaker.
This is the theme to Penrod Show. The theme to Penrod Show. Penrod called me up and asked if I could write his theme song. I'm almost halfway finished. How do you like it so far? How do you like the theme to Penrod Show? This is the theme to Penrod Show. The opening theme to Penrod Show. This is the music that you hear when all systems are a go. We're almost to the part of where I start to whistle. Then we'll hear the Penrod Radio Show. This is the theme to Penrod's radio show.
Welcome to Friday. That's me, Penrod. Paul Munch hanging out, getting ready for sports and news of the world. And big news, I don't know if you guys heard about this. Beavis and Butthead movie Dos is coming.
What? Yes!
Yep, they just announced it last night. They're going to make another Beavis and Butthead movie.
Yes!
If I'm not mistaken, the first movie, they went to the White House.
Was
that a foretelling of what's actually going to happen?
I don't remember what happened in the first movie, except for I know they went there.
Yeah, well, now we got the real thing. Oh!
Should I have played, like, something stupid, like, you know, like this when you...
Yeah, I mean, bad jokes are bad jokes. I get it.
Yeah, okay. Hey, coming up today, you think we could really live on Mars? No, we can't.
No.
We can't. No, I got the details on that coming up for you. A waitress reviews celebrities, and I love Kelly Clarkson, and I love her little Kelly-okey thing that she does. She covered Everclear yesterday.
Father of mine, tell me where have you been? You know, I just closed my eyes, my whole world disappeared. Hey, father of mine, take me back to the day. Yeah, when I was still your golden girl, back before.
See, she changed the words there. Instead of golden boy, she said golden girl.
Yeah. She took creative license, you know, considering. Yeah. Right.
She does a lot of cool
covers.
I like
the golden girls.
Yeah. Yeah. She does a lot of really cool covers. Don't play the golden girls, Munch. Oh. Hey, coming up, we got the rock news for you. And we'll talk about Mars and UFOs and more coming up on the Penrod Show. Don't go anywhere, all right? Of course, we sent the, whatever you call it, rover to Mars.
Perseverance. That's all confirmed. Perseverance safely on the surface of Mars.
Perseverance up there on the surface of Mars. Now, everybody wants to go to Mars. Everybody wants to go to Mars for some ungodly reason. I don't understand why. Because we cannot live on Mars. I don't know if you know that.
Not yet. But once Arnold Schwarzenegger gets to the middle of the thing and he unfreezes the oxygen... Yeah, then we'll be fine, man. Blue sky.
So the scientist, whose name is Unimportant, actually wrote an article. Really his real name, Unimportant.
Oh.
He wrote this article about we would severely die right away on Mars.
Severely die?
I mean, it's not like, yes. I mean, I'm fabricating words that he used.
Okay.
He says, living on Mars sounds cool until you read about all the horrible ways you can die there.
Yeah.
We start with, living there would be like boxing a large Kamachatra bear, which I don't even know what that is, but it sounds like a bad bear.
It's Kama Sutra.
Sounds bad.
And no, it's not.
No?
It says, wrestling this bear in the dead of Siberian winter before being doused with a bucket of ice water and rattlesnakes. That's his first way of describing how bad living there would be.
Well, he's creative.
Wow. Jeez.
Plus, he says, a year on Mars is nearly double what it is right here on Earth.
Oh, my God. I'd only be 25 now.
You're right.
It sounds like living in Detroit.
Okay. Wow. No kidding.
Sounds awful.
He says new research finds that most life cannot even withstand the seven-month journey to get through the harsh, unrelenting tides of the universe. The only thing that they have found that can survive so far is black mold, which is harmful to our health. So we got that going for us, too.
Wow.
So we're never going there. We're never going there to live there. Look back in history. Pioneers often dropped dead while migrating west because their body couldn't understand and deal with everything that was going on. How do you think our bodies are going to relate now?
Be be rough.
I think the Martians are angry with us. I really do. I'm sure there's some up there. Because we're going there, and they're coming here. Did you hear about this United flight?
Have any targets up here? We just had something go right over the top of us that, I hate to say this, looked like a long cylindrical object. It almost looked like a cruise missile type of thing moving really fast that went right over the top.
Yeah, that happened last Sunday. And now United is not denying it. But they are saying, please refer your questions to the FBI. So no, we can't live on Mars. But we can have some more fun this morning. Stick around. Munch has got news of the world next.
The Penrod Radio Show.
Welcome back. My name is Penrod. The hotline to happiness always open. 888-PENROD-1. Guys get a bad rap these days. Doesn't matter what race, creed, color you are. I'm convinced all guys are getting a bad rap these days. You know, you try to do something. Well, nobody's mad at me. But you try to do something nice for somebody. And sure, it could come across as a little creepy. I'm sure Munch is familiar with that. But these two guys were following this girl around, and they were just trying to help her out. That's all. Just trying to help her out, but she wanted nothing to do with it.
Leave me alone. Why do you keep following me? It's honestly so creepy, and I'm going to call the cops.
Okay? Ma'am. No.
Because you guys aren't leaving me alone, and that's why women can't go out in the world by themselves, because of guys like you.
What?
Okay? So stop following me.
You have, I don't know if you have like a gas problem. You have a thing hanging out of your car. There's a, literally a gas hose hanging out of your car. No one's being creeped.
Oh, no thank you, I guess.
She just leaves now.
There's the thank you. That's... she's what? She's taking it with her?
She just was rude and just left.
Thank you to get all of it.
Wow.
After she realized that she was being an idiot and they were just trying to be nice, she just threw the hose in the car and left.
Oh, so she took it with her.
Left it in the street.
Yeah, she did take the hose with her. She didn't leave it in the street. I mean, she's not a litter bug. But she thought it was creepy.
She's not a litter bug. But she drives away with the hose still stuck in her car, but she's not a litter bug. That's good to know.
I mean, maybe she was just having a bad day. You know, she... must have been texting or something, you know, talking to her BFFs and totally forgot that, you know, the hose was still connected. Yeah.
See, when you guys said you were going to talk about gas hose, I thought it was a group of women who worked the street corners just for fuel.
Oh, my God.
It's time for News of the World with Munch on the Penrod Show.
We're going to keep a track of all the dumb things that you
said. That's number one. That's number one right there.
Yeah. Write it down.
Number one, what's up?
I've been efforting to find stories that don't include Ohio or Florida because Paulie gets mad because all of our goofy news stories come from there. So here's a 46-year-old guy named Charles from Bedford, Pennsylvania. He was arrested last month for selling meth to a police informant. Geez, you think he'd have ID or something. Anyway, no, Charles said he had gone to Ohio. I'm going to have to proofread these stories. I'm sorry.
I wonder if he probably went to visit this place.
If you're looking for decorative home furnishings and a highly addictive homemade amphetamine, look no further than Bed, Meth, and Beyond.
We'll be back with more news and fun and the dad joke next. Coming up right here on the Penrod Show. 888-PENROD-1. That's your hotline to happiness. We're having fun, are you? Welcome back to the program. So this waitress rated celebrities. She's out in Hollywood. She rated celebrities that she waited on. But I want to know, and these are, she gives good and bad. So I want to know, good or bad, Paul, who have you talked to, met in your career here? One of each. Do you got one of each?
Yeah, Shaq was awesome.
Shaquille O'Neal?
Shaq is the man.
Shaq Diesel?
Oh my gosh, hilarious.
Yeah.
Absolutely
Shaq
Delocious?
Yeah,
no doubt. He's got a few nicknames. He was great. I loved Shaq.
Shacker man. How about a bad one?
I met Poison one time, the band Poison, one by one. Bobby Dahl was kind of a jerk that night, but who knows? Maybe it was in Rockford, so I wouldn't be happy to be there either. Rockford, Illinois. Have you ever been there?
No, I've been there. I've not.
I'd be
mad good
too,
there is the water park there that has syphilis floating around. Mike, how about you?
A guy that I didn't meet per se, but I was in part of an interview, Gary Sinise, as much as awesome stuff as he does for our troops and for everybody, he was not a very good person on the day the interview went down. Very impatient, very rude. So, but at the same time, again, I appreciate all he does for the veterans, and he's a good man in that regard. As far as any good celebrities, I have no stories of that.
Really?
Yeah, they're all
Dustin Diamond is the worst person I ever met.
Well, he's dead now.
Yeah, he's dead now. Right. So I don't want to talk too bad about him, but he was one of the worst people I ever met. Weird Al Yankovic, one of the coolest people I ever met.
Oh, I did meet Weird Al before. Yeah. He's awesome.
Down to earth, was just cool. Yep. This waitress, here's some of the people she's met and her opinion of them.
Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendes casually strolled up one night and they had their kids and they were so gorgeous and so polite. 11 out of 10. Judd Apatow and Leslie Mann, who I wanted to like so much, but they were so rude and maybe they were just having a bad day. So 1 out of 10. Lady Gaga, queen of my heart. She remembered everybody's names. She always looked flawless. She's extremely nice. She's a goddess. 5 million out of 10. Anna Faris is the kindest, most wonderful person alive. I wish she was my best friend. 20 out of 10.
Gaga just had two of her pit bulls stolen. She's not too upset about the dog walker that was shot, but, you know, the pit bulls were stolen.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? He's sporting his white crew socks and sandals.
Even your infantile jokes seem charming and witty this morning.
Time for the Daily Dad Joke.
Spew them out.
On Penrod Radio.
Waitress has a customer. He says, "Hey, waitress, can I ask you something about the men you please?" And she slapped him and said, "The men I please are none of your dang business."
So we celebrated 25 years of Happy Gilmore. That was great. Was that last weekend or was it? I mean, time flies. When was that?
No, it was 25 years ago.
Yeah, time does fly.
It was this month. Yeah. So, you know, we know Adam Sandler took to social media and did this.
Okay, it's been 25 years since I've done this. Let's see what happens.
Unlike Munch's life.
This is for you. I'm not lying to you. That is smashed.
And that went pretty well. You dead shooter.
And of course, we know Christopher McDonald replied.
Nice drive, Gilmore. 25 years, huh? Let's see if it's a shooter's tour. Check it out. It's all about the short game. Drive for show, putt for the dough.
And that's what it is for my case, too. It's all about the short game.
Money. Shooter.
Shooter.
Still got it.
So there's talk all over. People want them to make another movie. I'd be down with another Happy Gilmore movie.
No.
You don't think so?
No way.
Both McDaniel and Sandler were on the, whatever McDonald's name is.
Shooter.
They were on the Dan Patrick show. And Dan asked him about, you know, is there going to be another movie?
Has not been discussed, but it certainly has been discussed on the internet. Believe me, that senior tour idea, it would be so amazing to go around with.
I am double in. Yes, I would love to do it. Everybody's been screaming for it, like Adam said, on the internet. And I just got to say, it would be a complete blast. The senior tour with us too. Oh, my God.
I think that'd be cool. A senior tour.
Well,
with Happy?
McDowell wants to do that'd it be because funny. He's broke. He hasn't done anything since 25 years ago.
Yeah, no, he hasn't had anything. Is Bob Barker still alive or is he dead?
No, he'll have to play Drew Carey.
That would be funny, though.
Fight with Drew Carey.
That would be funny, though. So Bob is dead then, right?
Who cares?
Okay.
Bye, Bob.
Bob's dead. Drew Carey. I didn't even know. I just wanted to say goodbye to him. It's just... I had no idea he passed on. I think it would be cool, though. Let's get another Adam Sandler movie together.
How are we going to see these guys in their senior tour? Like the guy, McDowell, he sounded in that clip like McDougal. He had an oxygen tank. Yeah. Like, so, okay, we got it. Now you got to up the ante. They got to have walkers. They got to have, like, bad hips, all this stuff. It depends. The whole nine yards.
I think it would make a good Adam Sandler movie. I'm down for it. Are you down for it? I am down for it. Coming up, sports with Paul next on the Penrod. My man, what's going on in sports in the doldrums of February?
Yes, this is actually a story I've been sitting on for a couple weeks because I've been waiting to see, but it just keeps kind of simmering on the surface.
So it's nice and warm then. It's nice and warm there.
The bar brawl in Oklahoma. It's not good for this poor guy. Spencer Jones from Oklahoma. He's a wide receiver for the Sooners. And he got in a bar brawl at Logie's on the Corner in Norman, Oklahoma. And it was in the bathroom, so all the guys are rolling around on the ground and stuff. Well, he ended up getting a broken orbital bone. He almost lost his eye in this fight.
Geez.
Yeah, well, the guy he decided to fight against was like an amateur MMA fighter, so probably not the best guy to pick a fight with. So that guy's name is Walker Brown. He started up a GoFundMe to pay his medical bills because he's having procedures done. Within 48 hours, he had raised over $41,000. But the problem is, this is how crazy football is in that region. Most of the donations were coming from University of Texas fans who hate Oklahoma. That's my favorite part of the thing. So all these guys from Texas who have no power, they have no money right now, they're still donating to this guy. I mean, here's some of the comments that were going along with the donations. How about, on behalf of the University of Texas, great right cross. OU sucks. And my personal favorite, usually when an OU football player gets in a fight, it's their girlfriend that loses.
They didn't say that.
Pretty harsh.
That's horrible. That's horrible.
So, yeah, this guy's got 41 grand. It's unbelievable.
Was it just a bar fight, or was it like a, you know, fight club? Because you're not supposed to talk about fight club. I shouldn't even have brought it up.
It was a bar fight.
Sorry, I brought it up.
With guys filming and not breaking it up, it was great. Video was not suitable for air. Otherwise, we would have taken some audio from that one. Sorry,
buddy. What else going on?
Russell Wilson's in the news with the, I don't think anybody has covered the NFL quarterback carousel in the offseason better than the Penrod Show, in my opinion.
No, I don't think so either.
So Russell Wilson didn't demand a trade today, but he did release a list of four teams that he'd be willing to go to. That would be the Cowboys, who are probably going to sign Dak Prescott. The Saints, and Drew Brees might stay there and not retire. And then the Raiders, who already have a quarterback. And then the team of my childhood, the Chicago Bears.
Oh, that would be cool.
Never had a quarterback, ever.
That would be cool.
That would be great. So, yes, Bears Twitter was having a field day with that, because we've never had a quarterback in Chicago. So we would really enjoy that.
Not really since the 80s we haven't, no.
No, not since like the 50s we haven't.
Oh, wow, you're going back that far. Wow. Poor McMahon.
They've never had a 4,000-yard passer. They've never had anything like that. They've never had a company quarterback. So,
well, we got the Web Watch coming up in minutes. Thanks, Paul. Stick tight. More on the Penrod Show. Before we get to the Web Watch, have you ever heard of Sputnik Fest? We were talking about space and Mars and everything earlier and UFOs. You ever heard of Sputnik Fest?
No.
It's an annual celebration. We need to make an appearance out of this, I think. We could travel to Wisconsin. Go to Wisconsin. Yeah, we'll send you out there. People dress up as aliens and science fiction characters, so you don't have a whole lot to dress up as. To commemorate this 20-pound piece of Russian satellite crashing down that happened back in 1962.
Wow.
I love finding out about these weird festivals. We should find a whole list of weird festivals and send the sports guy there.
Yeah. Oh,
come on. Could we have to?
Yeah. You just buy your own hotel room and you're good.
They could have alien racing there. You never know. Yeah. I mean, they could have some quote unquote sport going on there. I think it would be great. If anybody knows of any weird festivals, let us know. 888-PENROD1, or you can always email me.
Let us know.
It's Penrod Radio.
He's worried about his itinerary.
Don't let us know.
Weird, just weird.
And wired.
Plug in.
It's time for the Web Watch on the Penrod Show.
Today's Web Watch, it's a website called practical-jokes.wonderhowto.com. I know, it's a lot.
Practical-jokes.wonderhowto.com.
It really rolls off the tongue. It does, So you can go to this, and it's just a bunch of practical jokes, and it's separated by holidays even, or situations. Oh, yeah. And I thought, you know what? I want to give you some time early. There's no sense talking about April Fool's jokes the week before April Fool's, because everybody's thinking about it then.
Yeah.
You got to have time to prepare. So here's a bunch of office pranks that you can check out on this website. If you work in an office, if you're back in the office, of course, a lot of people work from home, so you don't want to prank yourself because you'd be a complete fool if you did that. But there's a ruined laptop prank that teaches you how to take like Elmer's glue and make it look like a splat. You let it dry, and then you sit it on top of the laptop, and it looks like milk was spilled all over it. So that's one of them. There's a moldy sandwich prank. You know how people always steal your food from the refrigerators. I know I'm one of those people, just so you know. And I would be shied away from somebody who, So you take a little food coloring and dip it around the bread a little bit. Spreads, makes it look like mold. Great. Because I would stay away from it, for sure. A clean sandwich, I'm down with it. But a moldy one, I'm going to shy away from that one. So go check it out. Again, the website is practical-jokes.wonderhowto.com. Got to stay woke these days. That's a problem with society. Well, I don't know if it's a problem in society. It depends how you look at it. But they put out a list of most woke states. And I don't really care, to be honest with you. What I do care
about...
That's
a jam, by the way.
It is. It is the jam right there. But what I think we would do here, this comedian did an impression on what he thinks every state sounds like. Really, when it comes down to this whole mask debate.
Mask debate is intensifying.
People are very passionate on both sides of the great mask debate.
The great mask debate.
Mask debate's growing.
The president is trying to have us.
So I'm going to play clips of this comedian. Okay. And you're going to guess what state he is referring to.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Mm-hmm. Number one.
There's no Dr. Foosball or what's his name? What's the dictator's name? Dr. Fauci watching us.
All right, what state is Missouri. That, Munch? What?
Puerto Rico.
What? Puerto Rico's not a state.
Oh, it isn't yet?
No, not yet. You're both wrong. No, you're both wrong. It was actually Georgia. Georgia. Oh. That was an impression in Georgia. Let me. Maybe I should have started with an easy one. Here's an easy one. What state is this comedian referring to?
Forget COVID. That lady just transmitted bad vibes without a mask.
What is that?
Oh, I know that.
What's that, Paul?
California.
You're right. Good job.
Oh, I was going to say Puerto Rico.
No, Puerto Rico's not on the list, okay?
Yet.
Let's get
not
to
yet.
That clear. Okay. All right, next get one. Woke. Comedian is imitating states that based on their mask policy, how woke they are. Okay. Here we go, the next one.
Hey, fellow freedom lover, how are you?
Do you need me to play that one again? It was kind of short.
Yeah.
Kind of short.
Hey, fellow freedom lover, how are you?
What state?
Puerto Rico.
Okay. Paul, you have any idea? Texas, exactly right. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, yeah, it is Texas. Good job, baby. Buddy. Good job. All right.
I'm starting to get this now. I'm starting to get
okay, I'm good. I think you're catching on now. All right, what state is he referring to?
Oh, my. Is that a person? Hey, can I just have a hug?
What state could that person be from? Nobody's got a guess? Paul, you got a guess? I got this. You say Puerto Rico, I'm going to punch you in the face.
I'm going to go Maine.
Maine?
Got it wrong. Ooh, this is my chance to catch on board. I'm going to say it's Puerto Vallarta.
Oh, my God.
No.
You're fired.
That was actually Wyoming. They wanted a hug from Wyoming because there's nobody there.
You are so brave.
Actually, I've been meaning to come by here for a long time.
But it's hard for you, right? Because you're in a wheelchair. How long does it take for you to do something simple every day, like brush your teeth in the morning?
30 seconds.
Oh, my God. That's three times as long as it takes me. How did you get in your wheelchair?
Just like every other morning, just climbed on in.
Hey, not funny.
Not funny. It's all about being woke today. We're on a woke kick. Not a yolk kick, but I will have some eggs later. So that was a scene from one of the offices, their disability awareness presentation they had when Michael Scott fried his foot in the George Foreman grill.
Oh my God.
And he was on crutches. In today's society, people are more and more trying to be, quote, woke.
Okay.
And this girl shared her story online about some wokeness that didn't turn out as probably as well as it should have.
So when I was in eighth grade, we had Disability Day. And you may be thinking, is that a day when we had actual disabled activists come to our school and give a talk about their learned experiences? Nope. Instead, they assigned each of us a disability to pretend to have for one full day.
That ain't right.
I walked into school one day and was handed a pair of earplugs and told that I was deaf. I had a friend walk in and she was given a pair of goggles with Vaseline smeared on them because she was blind. I had another friend who was given a walker. When she asked what her disability was, they said, "I don't know. You have a walker now." Very chatty kids in class were told that they were mute just by random happenstance. One kid had a fake colostomy bag. I wish I was joking.
I wish I was joking too. Because that's absolutely gone way too far.
Yeah, it does.
That's awful.
That is terrible that the school would even think that is okay to do.
Well, I don't know what the school does, but I'm sorry, teachers, you're not making a great name for yourself these days in a lot of circles, especially out there in California, Illinois. You're going to have to reconsider some of your things. Like we do here on the radio, before we do a bit or a story, we talk about it with each other, and then we clear it with certain people. You might want to consider that before you go out and, you know, create a curriculum of that nature.
Disability Day.
Yeah.
I mean, that was going to go over as well as a fart in church. I mean, come on now.
Well, I've done that. And there's some people who will giggle. I'll be honest with you.
It depends on the frequency and how full up the church is. You know?
I tried it a lot, so I can tell you.
It's got to be a wood pew, though, because it's not of a wood pew. It just doesn't get the echo that it deserves. You know what I mean?
Good pun.
The Penrod Radio Show.
You know, sometimes in a relationship, you do not want to jump to conclusions about your spouse, right?
I guess not. Sure. Why not?
I think we can all agree on that. Well, this woman come home, and boy, she jumped to conclusions right away.
What the Okay, I just got home, and I hear music blasting. Is that a fucking girl in there? Tell me that's not my husband and a another girl in there.
So he was dressed up singing karaoke. He had on a wig, and he actually had on her jeans.
Oh, she a poorly girl? Like, how did he get in them?
No, I mean, he was a thinner dude, I guess. But I mean, who hasn't been there, really?
Lonely night. She's out with the girls. The time is right. Open the closet door, I lay on the floor, just like I have before. I'm trying on her jeans.
I mean, he's been there. I couldn't.
Curtains closed. I'll make sure that no one ever knows. And if you question me, I'll say that's silly. What do you take me to be? Trying on her jeans.
The only way I could get into her pants, really, to be honest with you.
It's time for News of the World with Munch on the Penrod Show.
We've got to keep a track of all the dumb things that you say.
Well, at least Munch's world.
All right, basically just want to try and get Paul happy. No Ohio stories, no Florida stories. A man in Mobile, Reginald Howell, was, he was supposed to be released from jail, and then he broke back into the Conecuh County.
Say that again 10 times fast.
Conecuh County, Florida. I'm sorry.
That was Florida?
Florida.
Seriously?
It's Florida.
Florida
story.
They all come out of Florida. That's where the shallow end of the gene pool is down there.
So anyway, but he was from Alabama, so that doesn't count as a Florida story.
Yeah, it does.
So what did he do?
He tried to break into jail. To return to the jail. Yeah, he wanted to smuggle in some contraband, I guess. He was going to bring some stuff back to the Florida jail. Because now
that doesn't make. Maybe he had a friend in there, you know?
Cause you're my prison.
Oh, wait, no. We can't go there.
Oh, wow.
I've never heard of somebody breaking back into jail. Bruce Springsteen's almost went to jail. Stick around for that next. Happy Friday. Good morning. My name is Penrod. Munch, Paul hanging out. We got sports coming up in just a couple minutes. Don't forget, you can always download the podcast of the program. About 15, 20 minutes after the show is over on all podcast locations. The boss has been in the news. Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, I thought you meant the guy who runs the radio station. Never mind. Okay.
No, I don't think he's been in the news. I don't read the news, though. I only read the entertainment reports. Gotcha. So the boss, before we get to what he was recently doing, he's teaming up with Barack Obama. And they're doing a podcast. We do the podcast, which is basically the show, but they're sitting down doing a podcast together. Two people I would never expect to get together. Right, Paul?
Well, they're going to have to catch us in the ratings now. So we already set the bar. So good luck, Mr. President and the boss.
We got to beat them.
I mean, who's going to listen to that?
I know.
I mean, they're gonna, famous people with against three known
hard
names.
To catch our podcast.
We're up there, man. We're going to kick tail on these two. They got newbies.
Yep. Oh, geez. Yeah. So you know the boss is doing that. Plus, big news came out, and I mentioned this in the Rock Report. Back in, was it November, he was busted, quote, with a DWI, they call it, in Jersey. For consuming alcohol in the Sandy Hook recreational area. He was on his bike. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, but like what self-respecting New Jersey officer would give Bruce Springsteen a ticket for drinking some shots in the fields out behind the Dynamo? Oh, sorry, that was from a song.
Wow. More crazy references. Sorry. Wow. Well, he had his day in court the other day.
I like the
boss. And Judge Anthony Mutone sentenced him to pay a $500 fine plus $40 in court fees, and he's already putting a song out commemorating it.
A couple shots of tequila, then I gave my bike a crank. Not my best idea, even if it was only just two drinks. I took the breathalyzer. Public safety. I mean, come on, but what the hell? I had no priors. The prosecution's case just fell apart. For $500, I pleaded guilty to drinking in the park.
Knock on.
Who's there?
He's sporting his white crew socks and sandals.
Even your infantile jokes seem charming and witty this morning.
Time for the Daily Dad.
Quick, Munch, spit it out.
A man is arrested late at night for drinking coffee. What was his charge? Resisting arrest.
It's a woke show for a Friday on the Ben Rod program. Coming up, we got sports with Paul. Fun stuff in sports today, I know. Yeah. But get this. 70 years of tuberal gender oppression has finally come to an
end.
What's
the word?
I don't even know if I said that word right. I tried sounding it out.
How do you spell it?
T-U-B-E-R-A-L.
Tuberal?
Tuberal. Yeah, I don't even know what it means.
Me neither.
I'm just reading the headline.
I think it's a water slide.
Mr. Potato Head will henceforth be known as Potato Head.
Oh.
They have dropped the Mr.
No.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, can you imagine a marketing meeting on that? So they go in and say, hey, we can't call it Mr. Potato Head anymore, right? So anybody in the room got any ideas? Yeah, Tom, what do you got back there? Hear me out on this. What about Potato Head?
That's it. Just
potato. Okay. All right. Yeah, I guess we'll go
with
that. All right,
let's go with that. Okay, great. Yeah. We got to get that cartoon. We got to get the intro from that cartoon. We got to change it up.
It's so well bred. It's Potato Head. More fun than any spud should be.
See, they had to edit it to make it clean.
Yeah. It.
So it's gender neutral.
They
had to put it in.
It.
I mean, yeah. Because it's not they, it was just him, Potato Head.
Yeah.
They even Potato called Head. Him, they cut out the, because at one point they called him Mr. P.
Yeah.
And so they just called him P, I guess, in the song. Uh-huh. Which
that's what I got to do, so can we end this break? Because you made me laugh so hard, I lost control.
They're going to change their boxes.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
Saving on ink, that M and R. Ooh, we'll scale back the red. Yeah.
But it makes no sense because in Toy Story, there was a Mrs. Potato Head.
Worse. Yeah. But now there's.
So why?
It's It Potato Head and It Potato Head, and they just get to dance around. Which one's it? I am. They both answer. Wait, well, I'm confused. So were we. Yeah.
I think we're taking this a little bit too far. Right. Don't get me wrong.
Oh.
I did read that 5% of the population identifies as LGBT.
Okay.
But none of the potatoes in the country were surveyed in that. So I think we're taking it a little bit too far.
Oh, my goodness.
For sure. Yeah. Sports is next on the Penrod Show.
Paul Johnson with a sports update.
What's going on, buddy?
Well, the weather's starting to heat up, so that means weekend golfers out there have to start thinking about their plans. And I don't know if any of our listeners are going to be out golfing this weekend. They might be. I don't know. Are you guys golfers?
Oh, I like golf, yeah.
I can't say that I like it. Yeah. I can crush the ball. Crush
it. For you.
It's not going straight. Doesn't go straight whatsoever. But I can crush it.
You're Happy Gilmore. All right.
Yeah, I'm a hooker for sure. I mean, or a shanker. What am I? Am I a hooker or a shanker? What's the definition of each one? I'm a slicer. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, that's what I am.
So, for all, there's a lot of weekend duffers that are going to be hacking their way through 18 this weekend. So,
I have no idea
what to give you guys a little motivation. You got to love your
duffers.
You're going to be all right there? You got to love the European Golf Tour. They put together Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, two of the best golfers in the world, and they put them on a par 3, 148-yard hole and said, hey, you guys got 50 shots to hit a hole-in-one, and they took video of the whole thing, and they just keep getting more and more frustrated. So it's going to sound like you guys on the golf course this weekend.
I'm
so check
sure
this
it
out.
Does.
I want to throw my club so bad. No. Come on!
Hey there!
No, not even club. I'm yelling at a ball that's 20 feet short.
Leave it alone!
I'm done. Can I have all the balls back that I hit with the 9-iron?
JT, I'd love it if you didn't have to hit another one.
It's just no good in this game.
I need a mental reset.
I'm sure there's many people that feel like that sometimes when they're golfing. You know, my dad.
A lot of people are going to feel that way this weekend, too, after a long winter, too. You're going to be
My dad, rusty.
I don't think it's
my dad's
go
got
good.
Two holes in one in his
really?
Life.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, they were amazing. Both down in Florida, the same hole that he went to. They used to go down. It was Florida or Alabama. So, yeah, I've got two. There are two golf balls. I got to make sure I phrase that correctly. Upstairs in the cabinet that were the hole in ones dad got. So,
wow.
Kind of cool.
I got two holes in one, too.
What are you talking about?
Two holes in one sock.
Oh, Jesus.
God. One sock.
What else going on, Paul?
We got a rarity hockey story here on the Penrod Show, which
is
pretty rare.
Great.
As they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Let's do that hockey.
So the Henderson Silver Knights of the AHL have a new way of announcing who scored their goals. They go to back medieval times. Check this out.
Goal scored by Sir Gage Kuinen of House Henderson.
We need to get a town crier to announce us when the show starts every day. How cool would that be? Stick around. Yeah, coming up, awesome. What did we learn?
It's finally Friday. I'm free again. I got my motor on.
I don't care who you are. If you don't like George Jones, you got something wrong in your DNA there, I'll tell you what, right now. Everybody likes George Jones. Yeah. Finally Friday. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us today. You got big plans for the weekend, guys?
Wife's birthday.
Ooh. Did you get her something nice?
No.
Did you start that envelope thing to keep next to the bed so you can buy her a present with that?
Oh, with
remember
the
we
dollar
talked about that
time?
Yesterday.
Yeah,
you keep the
yeah.
dollar. You put the dollar every time, and then you buy her a nice present. You should do that for her birthday.
Going out and getting gumballs with the change. Yeah.
With the change.
So, wife's birthday. How about you, Paul? You got anything going on, buddy?
I got to work most of the weekend, man.
Oh, yeah.
I got sports to work on here, buddy.
Well, I
got to keep my eye on everything.
Keep your eye on the ball, with a little pun intended there. All right. What did we learn today, guys? Munch, what did you learn today, buddy?
I learned that we can spend millions on getting people or things 6 months in time to Mars. We even have, like, UFOs on video, and we got all this awesome evidence, but yet we can't get good audio of people celebrating such accomplishments.
Touchdown confirmed. Yes. Perseverance safely on the surface of Mars, ready to begin seeking the sands of past life.
Worst audio.
It's
and they're
terrible.
Right here. They're not on Mars. Yeah. They're here. Right.
Exactly.
We could give them a pass if they were on Mars, but they're here.
Yeah, yeah, they're here.
They're here. And we have great audio capabilities these days. So,
I know.
I don't know. Paul, what did you learn, buddy?
I was going to say the same thing. They're not on Mars. What are we doing here? I think that we need to do more hockey stories. I'm not a big hockey fan, but we need to do more hockey stories just so we can listen to this over and over again.
As they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Let's do that hockey. All right. Let's do that hockey. And I learned after 70 years, the word tuberose. I don't even know how I'm saying it. How do I say that?
Tuberose.
I was saying it wrong. No, okay, Mr. Nice. Potato Head is now Potato Head. Why we need a gender-neutral potato, I have no idea. Have a great weekend.